Next up, we've got The Alleviators with Only Human.
The truth is it ain't been so bad. Got more than I need, got a home, got a man. The world at my feet and no burden of plans. Oh, and nothing but time to remind me of my idle hands. Reaching out, it's only
And this is a take like the cave dwellers did, with a situational irony. We all know what happens when Adam and Eve chomp on that apple. The last line is, "Whatever the truth is, it can't be that bad." And we all know it was indeed pretty bad. Adam and Eve got kicked out of paradise, and all future Eves have to suffer childbirth, do all the laundry, and take all the blame for everything that is wrong in this world. Good old Adam was apparently...
My husband did the laundry this morning.
Oh, nice. Good old Adam was just apparently following orders, so he gets off the hook for any of that nonsense. The thing that grabbed me about this music when I first heard it was that violin just sounds so good. It is so sweet. It's almost mournful. The guitars are perfectly chimey, and the production here, I think, is impeccable. It's just gorgeous. Becca's vocals are airy and delicate, and Travis sounds great, too. There are incredible performances and production. I also love how the song is bookended with very simple arrangements of just guitar and voice. Like it begins that simply and ends simply, which I think is a very nice touch. This is a super well-crafted piece. I just wish it wasn't a biblical story.
Like, I also wish it wasn't a biblical story, but I don't really care. Like, a story's a story's a story. I love this so much. It's one of my favorites of the round. The double, I love how you said, "Oh, Becca's vocal's so good, and yours is also good too, Travis."
Right, just not quite as good as Becca's. Sorry, Travis.
The double on her vocal is so nice. I also love the violin. I was trying to figure out, because I don't think Travis plays violin. I could be wrong. Maybe Becca plays violin, but
I think
it sounds like
her name is
real...
Catherine, I think, from the notes.
That's got to be a cello. Come on.
No, it's a violin.
It could be. I think it's a violin. But if it's a VST, then violin VSTs have got real good, and I don't think they're...
No, it's a real person. They're listed in the credits.
Oh, I obviously didn't read that far.
Oh, her name is Catherine Hall, and she is at the Violin CE on Instagram and on TikTok, and she is credited with playing the violin. So,
good job on the violin. Sounds real nice. I've written a couple of lyrics down that I really liked. The first one is, "And if I'm made in your image, shouldn't you know how I need to know," which I thought was a very nice observation. And then from the serpent's perspective, "You adore what he gave, what about what he took?" But yeah, loved this song. No notes. Ryan, what do you have to say?
I thought this was so lovely. This is such a lovely, lovely song. But my tiny nitpick was that cello, violin, is super cool, but I thought it's way too loud. Like, it gets in the way of the vocals, and that's a criminal offense. But it's still a wonderful, wonderful song. But I think you know what I'm going to say about it.
It's a bummer.
It's sweet. And
it's not fast enough.
It's slow, yeah. And it's sleepy. And it's practically a lullaby. And you should never submit a lullaby to any competition. There's no way it's going to compete with the barn burners. And even
totally
if it's
true.
Sweet, it'll never be impressive. So yeah, no lullabies, never, no matter what, in any competition. All right?
All right, we got it.
I'm going to write that down.
Got that settled?
Lullabies.
No lullabies ever.
Ever.